Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. Please make a donation online at loe.org or call me at 617-629-3638. And thanks.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman. Just ahead, how about a nice hot cup of genetically modified Joe? But first, this note on emerging science from Jessica Lee Smith.
What happens when crisis strikes the sewers? No, it's not the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles to the rescue, but engineers working to save our waterways from sewage overflows. Researchers at both Purdue and Notre Dame University have teamed up with the company MNET to create a network of mechanized sewers for the city of South Bend, Indiana. Their goal is to reduce overflow of raw sewage into nearby waterways during heavy rain. Overflow is a problem for nearly 770 cities in the U.S., where everything from toilet waste to street water runoff is combined in one sewer system. This method leaves little capacity for water buildup during a large storm. Combined sewer overflows are problematic for both aquatic ecosystems and humans, who use lakes and rivers for recreation. Raw sewage released into waterways may contain E. coli, as well as other disease-causing bacteria and parasites. The EPA estimates that there are at least 40,000 such overflows each year. To solve this problem, the newfangled sewers each contain a computerized network that can coordinate with other manholes in the area to monitor the flow of water waste. By adjusting to weather conditions, this system will control pressure sensors and valves, holding sewage in retention basins until the threat of the overflow has passed. Now that's turtle power! That's this week's note on emerging science. I'm Jessica Elise Smith.